There's no need to meditate for years or hide away on a mountaintop to reach enlightenment. That's according to Paul Jones, author of How to Live in the Here and Now, a guide to accelerated enlightenment, unlocking the power of mindful awareness.
I have taken enlightenment and tried to reduce it into a cognitive state, and that would be one of being in the present moment, where you are, when you are, at all the times you can be.
And why would that be a benefit?
Because the benefit is because you're perceiving what is happening at the moment. You can't be alive in the future. You can't be alive in the past. You can't be alive elsewhere. And so allow your mind to actually get dragged to these places, the future, the past, elsewhere, or even another thing called other minds where we feel guilt or shame, can create a lot of problems. So if I spend a lot of time in the future, I may end up having an anxiety problem, for example. Depression, if I spend a lot of time in the past. If I spend a lot of time wanting to be elsewhere, doing other things, I create a lot of discontent. I create a picture in my mind of where I am and then a picture of where I'm not, and I see myself as lacking where I am at the moment.
So how do you get past that then?
You get past that by addressing the benefits that your mind is seeing in dragging you off in these directions. For example, if I see myself being dragged off into the past because I really need to know what happened, if I get over that, if I get over the benefits, or I can get the benefits other ways, then I can leave that behind.
Now, wouldn't a simple way, though, just be to find out what happened and move on from there? Or are you saying that you don't want to be doing that?
Yes. When I mean what happened, I mean someone was speaking about me in the pub last night or something like this. What is the real interpretation of the events? Do they hate me? Do they like me? Blah, blah, blah. And we get tied up into what the real interpretation is, or trying to replay events that have happened in another way as well.
So if you're trying to move away from that, is there a trick for that? Because obviously the mind does want to go that way, and we do worry about those kinds of things.
Absolutely. The trick is that the decisions to where your attention is going, whether it be in the present moment or whether it get dragged off to these other areas, is made unconsciously to a large degree. And in the book, I outline some concepts, some techniques from NLP, from hypnotherapy, which will persuade the unconscious mind to make it the path of least resistance, to align all our parts to want to come into the here and now. One technique is simply to allow your mind now, for example, to begin to listen to the sounds around you. And you may hear the clock ticking and you go, oh, what time is it? And then a picture of a clock comes up in your mind and you say, well, that's a clock. So you've labelled it. Whereas imagine a newborn lamb would come, hear that clock and be one-to-one with that raw experience. We can begin to drop the labels and just find ourselves there, doing what we're doing, where we are at that time.
Is that, in a sense, just another form of meditation?
Yes, it is a type of meditation. I've not called it meditation, but when I was looking into this myself and for my clients, neurolinguistic programming sees it just as a state that can easily be built up, replicated, and used again, and set as a default. Whereas a lot of meditation is tied to certain traditional practices, and the road is long and hard, and it should be. And this is what I was trying to get over. If someone says, here's the path for you, is 20 miles, 20 years long, you're not inclined to do it, perhaps. But if we can speed things up, why not?
So apart from just perhaps trying to still your mind for a moment and not label the clock, for example, what else can you do that gives you this nice sort of speeded, fast track to enlightenment then?
The other side of it is the time perception. When you were younger, a day may have lasted for ages, and now a week flies by. And a lot of people think this is biological. It's just something that's happening in our brains. It's chemical. It can't be changed. But in actual fact, it's just the way we think about things. It's the way we chunk up and chunk down information. For example, if I was a small child and I saw a train going past, I may be able to appreciate each individual carriage, each individual passenger within that train. Whereas as an adult, I'd have said, oh, that's 9:15, it's a bit late, there's a whole train. And I've taken what is many, many parts of perceptual information, the rawness, the complexity of those parts, and I've chunked them into one chunk and discarded them with a name inside my mind. So just to attend to smaller and smaller details is really the way to go. To attend to larger and larger details all the time, to make big chunks out of the life that we're living, not only speeds up time, but it creates ordinary moments out of time. So therefore, we think we've been in the same place again, again. When we're waiting for a bus, for example, you say, yeah, I'm just waiting for a bus. On the other hand, you could just attend to the complexity, the rawness of the experiences that are just coming through your five senses at that moment.
And if you think you were to do this kind of on a regular basis in your life, what kind of difference do you think you might feel?
Well, you'd feel a lot more centered, a lot more grounded. You'd feel a lot less strung out, and you feel a lot less strung out in time and place. A lot of people, when they look at their lives, they say, I've got to be here, I've got to be there. What's going to happen tomorrow? This is what's happened in the past. And they feel very much spread out all over the place. Whereas just to find yourself in here and now is to find yourself very centered, very calm, very peaceful. You might find also that certain things which seem to matter to you don't matter anymore. Hollow values, such as the status of a large car or things like this. You just seem to just let go of these vicarious values that you attach to things, and you can live much more simply, much more happily. And in fact, your life seems to last longer. So you don't need to go to the gym. I'm not saying you shouldn't. You don't need to find an elixir of life to last longer and all these chemicals and stuff. You can just change your time perception as well.
That's Paul Jones. His book, How to Live in the Here and Now, is published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.